they go now too now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, right in this country, yeah, we used to fit in these rivers and all.
That's good exercise, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Have you ever, talking about swimming, have you ever seen anybody dive in and just land flat like that and just throw up water everywhere and make a popping sound on the water? Right. Say he did a what?
Belly bust. Yeah, he hit the belly bust. A whop. I've done that myself. It just burned like fire.
Oh, yeah. It can be painful. Or sometimes you see when little boys are playing around in the yard, they'll tuck their head down and kick her up the feet and go over like that. You say he did a what?
He somersault.
Have you ever heard of when you go to a store to buy something or pay your bill, the storekeeper might give you something, a little extra, a little thing or something?
Yeah,
other?
Give you a present or you might call it, I don't know what you put.
You ever gotten something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Used to get something in gin companies. A lot of times where I bought my tractors and stuff like that, they'd always send me something other, anywhere from a quart of liquor to a pocket knife.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Which would you rather get?
I'd rather have the pocket knife.
Is that right?
But back then, of course, I liked the liquor pretty well, but that's where I don't like that no more.
Yeah.
Ain't drank that over a long time. Had to quit it.
Well, what do you say that a baby has to do before it can walk? You say it
had to crawl.
To crawl. Or if you saw something that you wanted that was up in a tree, you'd say you'd have to
climb and get it. Yeah.
You ever been in that situation?
Yeah, yeah, I have. I've done lots of climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to coon out a lot. The dog tree a coon, if I couldn't find him, I'd climb up and make him jump out.
You heard that old story by Jerry Clower, hadn't you? About him getting up there with old possum in a tree.
Yeah.
He was hunting a possum.
Yeah.
And he got up there and that possum just started going after him, you know. And they were just fighting and tussling and carrying on up there in that tree.
Yeah.
And his friend was down there with the gun on the ground. And he called down to his friend, he said, "Shoot, shoot." And friend said, Well, I don't want to. I don't want to. I might hit you." And they just kept on fighting and fighting, and the guy said, "Shoot, shoot." And his friend said, "Well, now if I shoot, I might hit you." And finally the guy up the tree said, "Well, go ahead and shoot. One of us gotta have some relief."
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, yet another joke like that, the old Tool Iceman. He clung up in the tree and he's about to fall out. And he hollered down at the other one and said, "Pat, I'm about to fall and I'm falling." He said, "Well, pray." He said, "What shall I say?" He said, "I don't know how to pray." He said, "Say something about God." He said, "By God, holy dogs, here I come."
That's pretty good. What about, you know, when a little child, right before he goes to bed, he'd say his prayers, you know? He'd probably, beside the bed, he'd
kneel at kneel down on the side of the bed, say a little prayer.
Or you might say, "Well, I'm feeling kind of tired. I think I'll go to the bed and..."
Go to the bed and take a nap. Mm-hmm. Go to the bed and take a rest.
Uh-huh. Just lie down for a little while.
Lie down for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Or if If somebody was just feeling kind of sick, you know, couldn't even sit up, you might say he just had to...
Yeah, just had to, fall out a while.
Oh, what about when you might say you were sleeping for a long while, but all of a sudden the alarm clock rang and I
wake up.
Or what about, you know, when some people sleep, they see things in the sleep. Do you say that they had a
terrible dream? Or a nightmare.
Or if I bring down my foot real hard on the floor, you say I...
Stomped the floor.
Okay, this is about...